Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? It's your boy, TBC, on the Jokes and Jocks podcast. Check out this special edition of Jokes and Jocks, where we give you the best of the rundown and the moment of truth. Here's a couple of my favorites. Well, they are my favorite. But with no further ado, here we go.
It's good stuff. So with no further ado, I think it's time for the rundown. Let's get you out of here. And here's how the rundown works. I'm going to hit you with a few questions. That's a couple would you rathers, followed by the moment of truth. The moment of truth, I'm going to ask you a question that only you can answer. And it's a best case scenario situation. So here we go. Let's get started on the rundown. Here we go with Prince Amukamara, folks. Prince, would you rather be a bird or a fish?
A bird.
Bird.
Man, ain't nobody liking them fishies, man.
Nobody wants to be a fish.
Be underwater all day.
I mean, how do you know? Like, what's the difference? Like, a bird might think he's swimming, and a fish might think he's flying. It's all perspective.
True. Quite true.
That's all right. You know, birds are birds, and they drop turds. Next question. If you could be an Avenger or a superhero from the DC or Marvel universe, who would it be and why?
Gosh, I don't even... See, that's assuming that I follow that stuff. Let me see. DC Marvel characters. I wouldn't
like
even
Incredible
know.
Hulk, Batman, Superman.
Superman.
I see Superman.
You could be Professor
Batman.
X.
I see you Hulk. Is Nightcrawler one of them?
Nightcrawler is?
Yeah, that's DC, right?
That's Marvel.
Marvel?
What does Thanos do? Everyone always talks about Thanos.
Oh, he's the bad guy, though.
For real?
Thanos is the bad guy. Yeah, Thanos is the bad guy. He's the one that wants to take over everybody.
What's Flash? Like I see Nightcrawler. What's Flash? The Flash.
Oh, he's the fastest one.
DC.
Yeah. And he goes really quickly. He's lightning. Mm.
I think, and then Nightcrawler, what's Nightcrawler's, what's his power?
Nightcrawler, he can, like, crawl on walls, and
I'm Superman. I'll be
he can,
Superman.
Like, teleport.
yeah, I'm Superman.
Superman has it all.
Yeah, but Superman just because. Kryptonite.
But if he has kryptonite, he's a bum. He's washed.
Yeah, he has nothing. Okay, cool. He's just a regular person.
Yeah, I like Superman. That's good because you got super strength. You can fly. I don't know if he has
X-ray vision
through his eyes. Yeah, so yeah, I'm doing Superman. It's easy.
Okay. All right. Here's the next
Kelly,
question.
Who would you be?
I would be Incredible Hulk.
Really?
Because I could be a human and just be normal, but if I get pissed off, it's a wrap for your ass.
Anybody gonna watch
Superman
on Disney?
Huh?
Oh,
anybody gonna
on.
Watch? Yeah, anybody gonna watch She-Hulk on Disney?
No. No, I'm just kidding. I thought that got pulled.
No, it's on Disney Plus. I don't think it's on like actual. Like you gotta stream it. Like you gotta go out of your way and whatever. It's on like on national television.
She-Hulk. Yeah, I might check that out.
But I would be Professor X.
You want to
That's who I would want to be.
Hell yeah.
And then and you can stop time. You can stop everybody and then control other people and their movements and shit. I don't know.
It's a little sus. But it's cool. You want to be
I do it for mankind. I do it for mankind, for the good of mankind like he does.
Okay.
Wouldn't be.
All right. That's cool, G. Which brings me to my next question. It's very similar. Prince, would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history?
Internet history.
And we all know you're a Christian.
Internet history. Internet history.
Internet history.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's easy.
I feel like,
huh?
Prince, you have nothing to hide either way. No?
Nah, thoughts.
Okay.
You don't want to know them thoughts, huh? Okay.
No judgment. Judgment-free zone, man.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Next question. Would you rather be royalty 1,000 years ago or an average person today?
Oh, man, that's tough. Average person today.
Average person today.
Yeah.
Can we ask why?
Gosh, I was like, man, are they going to ask me why or no?
You don't have to answer it. You don't have to answer it.
No, I'll answer. I think, well, I was thinking, I just like how it is. I just like the time that we're in now. I mean, and I just, and I looked at it as like, okay, if I could have been a billionaire 1,000 years ago, it was like I wouldn't, like, it, I mean, what is there to, I mean, is there like private jets? Or do I get to buy this?
Right.
That? Like, I'd rather just be an average person today and, yeah, just still live.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And also the royalty 1,000 years ago didn't live this long. So right. You wouldn't be enjoying life that long.
Exactly.
You might be dead at like 10, man. So.
I know, but you mean how good did they have it back then? Like, you got servants.
No indoor plumbing? Plumbing?
Egyptians no had cable. Plumbing, allegedly. You know, you'd have somebody like would wipe you down for you. You're the king. You're the prince.
You're the prince of the prince.
Okay. All right. Average person today. All right. Next question. Couple more, and then we'll get you the moment of truth. We'll get you out of here. Would you rather find a rat in your kitchen or a roach in your bed?
Roach in my bed. Smaller. I could just kill it real quick. Like, rats are just, oh, my God. Just it just creeps me out.
Didn't you get any when you were in the city?
Yes, I've seen a lot of rats. I mean, even today, like when you go to the subway stations, you still see them, but it's still, no. I like that little roach. I grew up with roaches, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, them rats in New York, bro. That's like, yeah. Them dudes, they're like human beings.
Dude, they look like rabbits. I used to live in New York too, Prince. They look like rabbits. They look like freaking full-blown cats and dogs. Like, they're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Good answer. Roach in the bed. All right, last one. And I'm going to say this one's almost because we talked about a little bit of your eating habits. But would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat or never eat meat again?
Never eat meat again. I'm thinking, even if you taught me how to do that, I'm not going through all that just to get some. I'm good. I am good.
There's a movie I want you to watch and you'll never eat meat ever again.
It's called like Roadkill. The guy used to roadkill.
No, it's a movie about this kid. He goes, it's a true story, and he goes to the, sorry to keep you, but he goes out to the wilderness to survive in the wilderness alone. He doesn't come back, and there's a reason why, and that's all I'm going to say. I'll look up I'll give it to Tully. I'll give the title of the movie to Tully. It freaked me the fuck out. I still eat meat, but it was so creepy. It was a sad story. Because he doesn't survive, but I'll send it to you. It's a really good movie.
I mean, I honestly think people probably wouldn't eat meat as much as they do if they saw the process of how the animal is killed and butchered and chopped up and gutted and blah blah blah.
And also, if you don't have the means right then and there to cut, butcher, and whatever, like, and there are bugs and parasites and stuff present, like they could crawl up in there and like make it very non-viable for you. And like, so that's what happens in the movie.
I'm gonna throw some steak tips in a little bit. All right. So we're going to go ahead and digress from this. And I'm going to hit my boy Prince with the moment of truth. Prince, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Moment of truth. Say you make it back in the NFL this year. Okay. And you have an opportunity to be on a team that's going to win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl. Or you could be on America's Got Talent and we get the wild card and we are in the finals and make it all the way to the finals and win it. But you have to pick one. Which one you want?
I'm going to the league, boy. Yeah, up with the Niners, baby.
Let's go.
Hey, and the Super Bowl's in Phoenix this year. Come on.
Yes, I didn't even think about that, but yes, sir.
Wow. You're going to leave us for the league, huh? Hey, I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all, brother. That's a good answer.
That's like asking one of the contestants, like, hey, like, would you want to continue with the AGT, or would you like want to go on tour with Beyonce or something and open up? It's like,
Yeah, but I'm saying that we win. Yeah. I'm saying that you win it and you get the Vegas residency and $1 million. Nah. Like, we win AGT. So I'm would you rather win the Super Bowl or win AGT?
I'm still Super Bowl.
That's a rough one, man.
I tell everyone this. AGT was probably top five funnest experience of my life. Like, there's nothing performing on stage, especially in front of those judges, in front of the live fans. I mean, and that was like an elimination round. Like talk about pressure and adrenaline and everything. But, man, it's just, like, I just had my, and tell you, I'm sure you've had reunions too. I just had my 10-year reunion this past year with the Giants Super Bowl, and it was nothing like that. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just nothing like that.
Right. No, it is. It's one of the most awesome experiences. Yeah. But a Super Bowl, as you know, is like the cream. It's the tippy tip. So, good answer, man. There's no wrong answers on Jokes and Jocks.
Great answer.
Appreciate you coming on, brother. Is there any shout-outs you want to give before we get up out of here?
Man, I want to shout out me. I want to give props to me because I'm kidding. I remember somebody saying that.
That's Snoop Dogg, like, right there.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's Snoop Dogg. Yeah, that was Snoop Dogg. No, man, I'm good, man. I appreciate having me on J&J. Like, is that what you guys call J&J?
Yeah.
I mean, you can call
Jokes and Jocks. Yeah, so this was fun. Very laid back, chill.
Prince, anytime, please come back.
For sure.
We'll bring you back, brother. Such a blessing to have you on the pod.
And we'll see you in the red and gold, hopefully, this year.
Yes, sir.
Get them hamstrings and them, you know, make sure you're not eating any of that aspartame and whatever it's called.
Aspartame.
Leave that alone, brother. And, you know, stay healthy, and we'll definitely be on the lookout for you, bro.
For sure.
All right, y'all. That's my show. That's our show. Come back next week on the Jokes and Jocks podcast. Holla at your boy and peace.
And he's never in the South Bay. Okay, with that, Tully, you want to hit us with the rundown? We'll wrap this up because I know everybody's got lives and they got shit to do. So,
yeah, some of us have lives.
I wish you were up here. I'm not.
All right, well, hey, you ready for the rundown? Because it's time.
Can't be more ready.
To hit you with the Would You Rathers. Are you ready, Renee?
I'm literally fucking ready.
Okay, here we go. First question, everyone gets this question. Drum roll. Would you rather be a bird or a fish?
Oh, am I going first? I think I'd rather be a bird. I'm afraid of heights, but I feel like it would be cool if it felt natural.
Wait, you're afraid of heights, but you're like, I'd rather be a bird.
Because
I get the natural part, but that's still...
Yeah, go ahead.
I get the natural part, but that's still a little odd, right? Because, like, you'd still be high up there.
I mean, I surprised myself with the answer. I feel like the fish thing makes me feel a little suffocated. I don't want to run into slimy shit. Like, I think, you know, I don't want to be hooked by a hook on accident because I'm a big eater and I want that worm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want the opportunity to skeet away to get out of there.
What's wrong with skeeting away?
I need to skeet away if someone's trying to kill me.
Okay.
But I would be a very cute.
There's no wrong answer on Jokes and Jocks. But most people say, most people say, you're in the 90th percentile on that.
Oh, shit.
I think we've only had one person say fish, so.
What? Why did they want to be a fish?
Well, you know, when you think of it in terms of, like, predatorial animals.
Yeah.
Like, there's more dominant sea animals than air animals. Let's say, like, an eagle. But an eagle cannot compare to, like, a killer whale or a shark. So if you had to put them head-to-head, and the ocean is way bigger than land, and birds, you know, unless you're like an eagle, you're getting eaten. Like chickens, turkeys, well, at least any animal that does, any flying animal or any bird animal that doesn't fly, it's for dinner.
Yeah, but so is fish. So are fish.
You're saying the same thing for fish. So, like I said, there's no wrong answer. You're good. You're in the 90th percentile. We'll move on. Okay. All right, here we go. Next question. Would you rather have a partner who is a beautiful, like attractive man with a horrible personality, or a partner who's like plain, like looking really normal, just kind of, you know, bland looking guy, but the most compatible personality?
Come on. I mean, I'm not walking around like Giselle. You know what I mean? My personality is what brought me here. So I'm going for the bland fuck with a personality. I can't date hot guys. I don't like it.
What if this guy was butt ass ugly and he like, but he had the killer personality and you guys were like the best couple ever. Like you just meshed and you just like clicked. But what if he was ugly as fuck?
You know how many ugly guys I did? Just kidding. I don't care about that. I think if they're a good person and they have a great personality and we're connecting on a like a another level, he's cute to me. Right?
No, that's a good, I mean, that's a good answer. I mean, like attractive is attractive. You're not.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be able to like want to kiss the guy without throwing up. You know, I don't care if he can make me laugh.
Right. So what, he has monkeypox?
I mean, that goes away. That's fleeting, Tully.
I know.
What about you, Tully? What are you thinking?
I like a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of both. But if I had to choose, if it was one or the other, looks fade. So when I'm in my 80s and 90s and I got to wear diapers, I want to be with somebody that can still make me laugh, someone that can still be an awesome person to watch The Simpsons with, or someone I could just, you know.
I do.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
And they got plastic surgeons. But, yes, I'm agreeing with you on the personality side. I think that's, riches are in people's character and not in their looks. Beauty is only skin deep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next question.
Yes.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
Can't wait.
Would you rather go through life unable to forget anything ever, or go through life unable to remember anything?
Do you mean that in its most extreme form?
Yeah, so like, either everything bad or good that happens to you will always stick with you and you can't let it go, or all your greatest memories, they fade. Like you basically have dementia and you don't remember people, and like it's like Groundhog Day.
I kind of would go for that one because it helps you live in the now. Like if you forget everything, you live every day like it's new. That's kind of dope. Honestly, as someone who remembers everything currently.
I like that. So no walk of shame, you know? You're just like,
we'll be over.
Walk of pride.
Yeah. It's gone the next day. Why do you care?
Gone. Yeah, who cares? Okay. I like that. I respect that.
Thank you.
That's not what I would say, too.
Okay, good.
You know, there's a lot of things I'd like to forget. Okay, next question. Would you rather eat nothing but celery or oatmeal for the rest of your life?
Those are my options?
Yes, that's all you get.
But if I eat celery, only celery, I will be beautiful. Because I'll be hydrated. I'll be glowing. I'll be... Eczema will be gone. I don't have eczema, but that's what they say celery does. I'd rather eat oatmeal.
It also... So they say celery increases sperm count. Not that that matters for you, but...
It doesn't, but it would matter for my ugly boyfriend with a great personality. He too will glow from the celery, though. He'll glow. I feel like celery will just make you so hungry.
You would stay hungry on celery for sure.
Constant. Gorgeous and hungry.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Yes.
Would you rather have to shave your head or have your nose pierced?
My nose pierced. I don't have a pretty head. You know what I mean? I don't think they had helmets when I was born to shape my head deliciously.
But they got wigs, though.
I am not going to rock a wig. You just got to know what you're capable of. And I'm not capable of it. I think I could pull off an adorable nose ring.
I think you would.
Have
too.
You ever? Have you ever shaved your head before?
Never.
Have you ever shaved your head before?
No. Have you?
No, but I've always wanted to.
Do it now. Why aren't we doing it on this episode?
No. Do you know how long my hair is? It's like insanely long.
Gorgeous. And
like
no.
Like here.
But you have a good face for a bald head. It's beautiful. Your hair is beautiful. I noticed it when you came up and talked to me at the show.
I think you can go baldy with the nose pierced, GA. I think you can do both.
My mom,
hair grows, I guess. And I actually had my navel pierced, but it didn't last, obviously. My mom would kill me if I got my nose pierced, my mom would kill me. Like, not figuratively, literally. My mother would be like, you are dead to me. You are no longer my daughter. I'm like, I can't live with that on my conscience. So my mom's a missionary. So she's extremely religious. And she thinks that your body is your temple. So I have no tattoos and I have no piercings. And my mom just wants it to stay that way. So I'd rather, instead of fighting it and, like, you know, going against the grain and doing it, I'm just like, hey, I'm good. Like...
Respect, yeah. Who's that?
I respect that. Okay, last question in the moment of truth.
Okay.
Renee.
Yes.
Would you rather have a fart noise as your ringtone?
Okay.
Or an evil clown laugh as your ringtone?
A fart noise. You kidding me? Talk of the town, that fart noise. It's also so dumb. That it's so easy to talk about. You're like, did you fart? Nah, my mom's calling. You know?
No!
I'd rather that than a creepy clown laughing. Like, do you know how creepy that would be if you're sleeping and you woke up to a creepy clown? Like, fuck that. I live alone.
Yeah. I concur.
Yes.
But, you know, what if you're like on like a big interview or you're like running into someone very important? And
then I go, oh, sorry, that's my fart noise ringtone. You can get out of anything.
You can get out of anything. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right, the moment of truth. The moment of truth.
Okay.
Okay. For Renee, if you could have your own comedy special and you get to bring on three comedians to open for you and you get to pick the venue, where would it be? And who are the three comedians you're bringing with you?
Well, I'm shooting my comedy special on Monday the 22nd in a barbershop. But if we're going Big Sky, if we're going Big Sky Dreams, I would do it at the Chicago Theater, which is a gorgeous theater. I sang there and when I was in high school during shows of an amazing technical group coat. So I would do it there because it's dumb and gorgeous. And then the three people I would want to open for me, it would be more like they were just doing a set. I don't think I'd be better than them. I would love who would I want to do that? Shit. I'm assuming you mean people, household names. Yes? Is that what you're asking? Names that people know?
It's your call. It's your call. It doesn't have to be.
I mean, here's what I would do. Do they have to be comedians?
It's your show.
Okay. I would have LL Cool J open. Just because.
Strong. That's strong.
That's fucking great. I would have him start the show. I wouldn't call it opening. I would then second have John Legend do a set. And then I would have, who would I have? I would have Chris Rock do a set, and then I would close it.
Ah, we brought a comedian.
A comedian comedy.
I like that. I would watch, I would definitely watch that.
That's a great special.
That's a great special. You would win the world with that one.
Well, they'd all be like, who is that? Don't worry. I'm going last.
No. Hopefully people are still in the building by the time you go on.
Exactly. Now, they you can all be 5 minutes.
You're keeping them on your heels, on their heels with that lineup.
Yeah, it still sounds like a banger set.
In Chicago,
I mean,
that's,
it still sounds
that's
like a banger set.
That would crush. That would crush. I love that.
It's different.
Okay, well, you just spoke that into existence, so.
Okay.
Be ready.
Yeah, I've spoken to two first people and never with the third.
Yeah, you might want to go first and last.
Yeah, sure.
Intro, outro.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, hey, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. You are an incredible talent.
Thank you.
If you have anything you want to plug real quick, I know you just said you have a comedy special in a barbershop, your Instagram, anything you want to say before we get off is your time.
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It's just type in Renee Gauthier. It comes up at Nene Gooder.
Love it.
Also, Renee is Renee's episode of Drag Queen, RuPaul's Drag Race, right? Drops tomorrow.
Yeah, the season that I created most of the comedy and the performances, RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race starts tomorrow.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout for that.
It's a great show. Yeah, it's going to be great. Like,
oh, okay.
It's really
where can we watch that?
I believe it's on VH1.
On VH1, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Hey, good look at you. Making moves, power moves.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I wish I had more funny moments in the beginning, but I just am so kind.
Just you're just way too nice. You're too...
Well, you're cutting out. I know. Go ahead.
Sorry, can you hear me now? Yeah. Next time that you're on the next time you're on the podcast, you'll just have more to give to us.
Yeah.
You're coming back.
You won't be in a bag.
Coming back. Definitely
yeah.
Coming back.
And I swear to God, it will not be this shitty. I will not be at SoFi Stadium.
Shitty.
She won't be in the bathroom. I won't be at the sushi bar. But guess what? Everything great starts in a bathroom or a sushi bar, let me tell you.
You're not wrong. I just had sushi for dinner. And look what happened after this.
Did you go to the bathroom afterwards?
I went twice before I got on the Zoom.
Let's go. Sputter butt McGee.
What did you just say?
You heard me. Sputter butt McGee.
We'll
make a t-shirt after this show. So, yeah. Hey, Renee, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be on the lookout for everything you're doing. Hopefully, we'll see you at Poncho's, the Roof Deck, or any of your comedy specials that you have coming up. Check her out. Renee Gauthier. How you say it?
Gauthier. It rhymes. My dog
did not. I love that.
It's like Sean Paul Gauthier.
I love that. Gauthier. The goat herself. Renee, the goat.
The goat.
Hey, well, that's our show, folks. Tune in next time on the Jokes and Jocks podcast. It's your boy G Hay and my girl Tully Mantic.
I saw what you did there.
You saw what I did there. And ha ha holla at a baller and peace. Yeah.
Should I split them? Should I get them? You should just finish roll with them, then I sit them down. Get up now. Click.
Different. But the first question I always ask is, would you rather be a bird or a fish?
I would rather be a bird.
It's okay. You know, we got two fishes. That's good enough for me. Everybody always wants to be a bird, man. So it's cool.
Yeah, I like to soar. But I like to be able to fly, you know, look down on earth and just float in that. You ever get so hot that a cool breeze just blows? You know, I just always thought I could fly anyway. So, you know, for real.
Okay.
Next question.
All right, next question. Would you rather have the best house in a bad neighborhood or the worst house in a good neighborhood?
Worst house in a good neighborhood.
Would you rather have nosy neighbors, since we're talking about houses, or noisy neighbors?
Nosy.
You need to be able to sleep at night.
I mean, wouldn't you be able to, you still want to be able to sleep at night if they were nosy? Right?
I can sleep at, yeah, nosy. I like nosy. I don't like nosy, but I'll do nosy. I can't do noisy.
Okay.
When, as soon as you go over there and tell them to keep it down, that's when they get ignorant. And, you know, some folks, I'm a competitor. You don't get ignorant with a competitor. Yeah. You know, because it gets violent. It may get violent. So I'd rather be nosy, you know, have a nosy neighbor.
Oh,
and nosy people will protect you too, though. That's the thing. You know, once they get to know you, they'll protect you. They watch out for your things, your possessions, and all that stuff.
Ah, okay. Where's the wisdom, Steve Pierce? All right, a couple more questions. Would you rather sing a song in front of a bunch of strangers or a bunch of some of your closest friends, closest people?
In front of strangers. Strangers all day. Your friends, they critique you to the fullest. And then a lot of them just be hating because you can sing. Oh, that nigga missed that note right there. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know, a stranger's gonna make you feel good no matter what. You know, they go, oh, you sound really good. You know, at least play the part, fake it till you make it. You know what I'm saying? Lie to me. You know what I'm saying? Please lie to me.
So. Okay. All right, next, a couple more questions. And I know you say you're 58 years old, 57?
I'll be 59 December 12th.
Oh, yeah, it's going down. All right, so at your age, and I know you've been all over the world, if you could travel, just say the United States, and visit and go to different places all around the country, would you rather go in a plane or in an RV?
RV. I can stop and smell the coffee. You know, there's so many hidden jewels within this within the United States, and I don't know all of them, but I like stopping. I like driving, stopping, and seeing the beauty of what we have. You know, when you're on a plane, it's just like everything is fast. You know, but I get to see everything drop by driving.
I love it. You're right. You are absolutely right. There's so many things to see in just our country that nobody's ever seen. And there are people that are from here that haven't even seen all of America. So I 100% agree with you on that one. Europe's nice, but man, America. I mean, we're coming up on, even though it's not our holiday, but like we're coming up on the 4th of July, you know, and everybody should experience this country, whether they like it or not.
It's a beautiful country, but you know, I mean, anything's beautiful in your heart. If you have the right heart and the right mindset, everything is beautiful. I take negative and turn it into positive. You got to see the positive in what comes out of negative. You know what I'm saying? You got to bring it out. You know, you always got to know that tomorrow or the next minute is going to be better than the one before. And you got to believe it. You can't just think it. You got to believe it. Because I know tomorrow's going to be better than today, and I'm having a good day. So, you know what I'm saying? So you always got to be positive. You'll never really see me negative.
I love it. More people should be like that, Steven.
Yeah, I love people, man. I love the world. I love living. So, yeah.
I love it, man. Well, hey,
I'm going to hit you with the moment of truth. And by the way, I think any age you go and travel the world, you can do that any age. You ain't got to be 57, 58 years old. If you're 20, yeah. 30, 40, 50, I think at any age, 10 years old, it's a lot better to go on road trips than right there, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, man, so here's the moment of truth. If you could perform at any stadium in the world, and you get to bring along two or three of your favorite artists of all time, who's on that flyer with you? And what stadium? What venue?
Man, I don't know what venue. I haven't been to a lot of venues. Perform at Yankee Stadium. Well, actually, I've been there. Yankee Stadium. Let me see. Who?
And I mean, like venue, like any time in the world. Like, this could be Woodstock.
Oh,
this could be Bonnaroo. This could be Coachella.
Okay, I got you.
Any the biggest, the Super Bowl. You know, you the headline. You get to bring a cast of folks with you.
Palm Springs is hot. Who would I bring with me? Would be. Let me see. Got to be Brian McKnight. I got to have Brian. You know what I'm saying? Can I bring somebody dead?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's resurrect them.
Hey, Whitney Houston.
Mm.
Brian McKnight, Whitney Houston, and
who's the last one?
Whispers. Ooh, yeah, Whispers. The Whispers. Because I grew up on the Whispers, so you know.
Oh, the Whispers.
And Marvin Gaye.
Mm.
Yeah. So I grew up on, you know. I don't know. So the Whispers always been my favorite group, but there's so many groups out there that's just nice. I love Jagged Edge. People slept on Jagged Edge. Man, it's just there's a lot of people we perform with that's just awesome. Is what's the guy who did Chicago 85? Chicago 85. Dave Hollister. That dude is sick with it. If you really listen to that. Dave Hollister is bad. Anthony Hamilton.
Ooh, he's
good. Oh, my goodness. He performed with us like 3 years in a row. See, it's a lot of folks you don't know we perform with. We perform with Fantasia. You know what I'm saying? Donnie McClurkin, you know, BBCC Winin. Man, you name it across the gospel board. We perform with them. They come with us. And we sing background. Because when they come to perform, they bring us from backstage.
Yeah.
And we perform with them, too. A lot of times, so it's fun, but man, I don't know. I can't name just three. I've named three, but man, it's so many. You know, like I said, lyrics mean everything to me. You know, because sometimes when you sit back and then a song come on, that those lyrics in that song will put you right back to when you first heard it. You know what I'm saying? It's like every song, a lot of songs I've been hearing lately, it take me back to college. I said, man, we used to rock this in college. There's a lot of white songs. But it's all good because I love music. And I was like, this song takes me to Born in the USA, takes me to college, you know,
right.
All these songs. So I'm a music man. I love music. Just don't know the name of no song. So,
well, that's what's so great about music and sports. It's like the one unifier. It's like when you're great and it's a great song or you're a great player, it translates. It goes across the board. Like it doesn't matter if you're white, purple, blue, you know, everybody's going to appreciate, talent.
Yeah. And I appreciate it. So you got any more questions? You got any questions for me? Tully asking all these questions. You got a question?
No. That's totally sham. I will ask you one question because you said this in the beginning and it's kind of been not bothering me, but I'm just wondering, what does it mean when you tell a girl I love you? You said in the very beginning of this episode.
The thing is, every situation, every individual is different. So if I tell you that I love you, don't put in your mind, don't make it up in your mind how I love you. Ask me. Ask me, what do you mean? What kind of love is it? Is it agape love? Is it unconditional love? Is it, we have to have that conversation so we both can understand what kind of love is it? Is it sisterly love? If it's best friend love, we have to know that. So that's why we must conversate. Don't assume, and men, we can't assume that you understand what we're saying when I love you. You know right. what I'm saying? We have to break it down. Okay, what kind of love are you talking about? So are we going somewhere from this, or what kind of love? Make me understand it.
Right.
Because anybody can take anything, you know, we all take things different, yep. you know?
Right.
So we gotta always sit down and conversate.
You gotta say, be careful with that word love, man. You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Everywhere.
It's powerful.
Everywhere. Because you think about it, in today's words mean so many different things in so many different sentences. You know what I'm saying? So you can use one word 50 different ways. You know, you done seen it. What up, my nigga? My nigga. You know what I'm saying? It just means different things. You know, just words. We just gotta understand that we don't know understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. And when we don't, we need to ask. Yes. We need to sit down and have that conversation. You know, and life comes down to that conversation and getting along. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to never assume that this is what he means or this is what she means by what she just said. Let's get an understanding. Let's get a better understanding. Because one thing you don't want to do is lead somebody down a wrong path. You know, I'm thinking, yeah, okay. Now he's only dating me. It's just me and, you know, we're a couple because he told me he loves me. But he's not thinking that. You know, he's just saying he loves you because you're a cool person. You cool, you fun to hang out with, and he enjoy being with you. You know, it can mean that, but you got to ask. So what is this love word mean? What does it mean to you? How are you saying it to me?
Right. I mean, I think that there are things that I could go off on that, just because, like, honesty is great and everything like that. But sometimes you'll get guys and you'll get men or boys or whatever you want to call them that are going to not have that same response, right? Like, you know, let me tell you what that love means. Like when that guy says that, they just automatically, like, it's kind of like you said, both ends, right? The guy needs to explain what his definition of that love means, and the girl needs to explain that definition as well. And unfortunately, that's where the communication needs to come in, and it doesn't always happen that way. So, I mean, you're a diamond in the rough, man.
Yeah, I try, man. I just try to be knowledgeable because, you know, it happens. If you don't know what something means, ask what it means. Because I was in interviews before, and people say some, you know, I ain't from the best school in the world, but they asked some words I didn't understand. I was like, what the hell does that mean?
Right.
Before I start answering it, okay, what does that mean? I ask it in a different way. You know, ask it a different way, because I don't want to say something and it's totally wrong, you know, making me look bad. So I prefer to be wrong right away. Okay, what do you mean by that? Ask me in a different way. Then to go in the whole conversation and I'm looking all ignorant and, you know, ignorant.
Did that come with age? That curiosity, well, or is that like always in you?
It does. It's always been in me, but when I got older, I just started asking. In mid-age, I started asking. If y'all don't know something, you better ask. You know what I'm saying? It's like me being married. The first thing I let female know is, because we have that instinct that, okay, she likes me. She's trying to holler at me. So my first thing is when I see a woman checking me out, and I know they about to ask a question. As soon as they walk up to me, ooh, I'm like, My wife has a sweater just like that. That's a beautiful sweater. And then I keep the conversation going. That way they know I'm married. You know what I'm saying?
That's smart.
Yeah. That way, because, you know, you let them know. Let them know. And, you know, you're going to do what you want to do after that. So correct yourself at the beginning. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Hey, the doctor of love.
The doctor of love.
Come on.
Spit some little knowledge, man.
In that game. Spit
some little knowledge.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's refreshing, you know, to hear these words, you know,
man.
Because a lot of people do have communication issues nowadays and all kinds of, you know,
right.
insecurities and looking for love in all the wrong places, right? So, yeah, man, what you're doing is awesome, man. I'm glad we got to meet. I'm glad we're about to accomplish coming up.
Yep.
And I'll see you tomorrow on Dr.
See
Love.
Me tomorrow. And we want to make sure people get out to vote, too. because we will be they need to call in and vote once we're on America's Got Talent. So it's going to a voting system now.
Yes.
So tell all your people to call in and vote for us.
Call in, vote, watch the show.
Exactly.
You know, see us through. See us through.
All righty.
All right, man. Well, appreciate thank you for coming on.
And I'll see you tomorrow. Y'all be good.
All right, that's it, man. Appreciate it. You be good, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, y'all. That's our show. That was our special edition of The Rundown and The Moment of Truth. Hope y'all enjoyed it. More to come. Stay tuned. Nova. Peace.
Should I hit him? Should I split him? Should I get him? You should just finish roll with him. Then I sit him down. Get up now. Click. Get him.